You're listening to Making Money Online with Lisa Johnson, the podcast that tells you what it really takes to build a business and the simple steps to get you there. I'm determined to share with you the reality of easy, simple business marketing tips to make passive income so that you can start making money online. This episode is sponsored by Samantha Labanzu, who is a multi-award-winning diversity and inclusion strategist and coach, and my really good friend and client. Are you ready to take your LinkedIn game to the next level? Well, get ready to join the waitlist for Samantha's highly anticipated book on profitable and inclusive strategies for LinkedIn success, out on May the 1st. This book is packed with insights, tips, and actionable advice that will elevate your professional and business presence on the world's premier professional networking platform. But wait, there's more. When you join the waitlist and grab your copy of the book, you'll also receive access to her hugely popular LinkedIn Mastery Masterclass, valued at over £547 for only £47. That's right, a comprehensive guide to mastering the art of LinkedIn, only £47 with your book purchase. Unlock the secrets to building a profitable and inclusive LinkedIn presence. Join the waitlist now and be among the first to access this invaluable resource. Don't miss out on the opportunity to supercharge your LinkedIn journey. Visit the link now in the show notes to join the waitlist today. Elevate your LinkedIn game, make meaningful connections, and achieve new heights of profitable and inclusive success with Samantha Labanzu's upcoming book. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's podcast episode. We're going to talk tech today. No, don't go and run and hide behind the sofa. I know that tech is the scary thing that most people really dislike in their business, but it doesn't have to be that way. And I know this because I also hated the tech and then got better at it as time went on when I realized that actually I was just afraid of something that was there to help me. And so changed my mindset around it. One of the people that helped me do this is the person that I have on the show today. Carrie Morse has worked with me a few times over the last few years on lots of different things with tech at its heart. And she is changing the industry with tech at the moment. So I wanted to bring her on and have a conversation. How are you doing, Kerry?
Hi, Lisa. I'm really well, thank you. Thank you for having me on here today.
No worries. I've loved seeing your journey over the last couple of years, because obviously when I knew you, you were like, you didn't have a family and you were, you know, doing all of the things and you were traveling a lot of the time. And then you had your new baby who's not that new anymore. How has it been, like, the change in working and doing so much when you have a little one?
Oh, it's so different. So I used to work a lot, so I was a real hustler. I would take on all the things, do all the things, dive in. I loved it, but it was intense.
Yeah.
And I just had to completely change track. So my daughter's 15 months nearly, and it's crazy because you just can't do that. And before her, I kind of semi-convinced myself I could.
How did I?
You can't. No, wasn't going to happen. She won't have it.
But you're still doing the thing. So like, you're about to go traveling to Singapore for a few months and you're just like doing it with the family now.
Yeah. So we've changed. What I've changed is the way I work, but I'm still just working, but in a completely different way. And I was adamant this year that I would still get to be in the business and have a baby. So after she hit about 6 months, I dived back in, not full time at first. I edged in and then I was going to events. I went traveling a bit. We went to Costa Rica, but I just took them with me.
Yeah.
So she came along to everything. Yeah. Yeah. So you do that with yours as well, right?
Yeah, because I don't want to kind of resent anything. I want to be able to blend the two parts of my life together, and I do it as often as I can. I can't do it as often now because the kids are in secondary school, but I was able to do it a lot when they're in primary school and really enjoyed traveling with them. And yeah, I'm so glad that you're able to do that and you're still able to do all the things you're doing. And you've changed quite a lot about what you're doing, because obviously you were somebody that you would go to if you needed a funnel. It's like, Kerry will do me the funnel. Your name is Funnel Sketchers. Like, we always knew that you'd be able to do that. And you always did it at a reasonable cost. That's kind of what you were known for, because so many people were charging so much to put a funnel in place. And you were doing that on all different systems. And you've seen a bit of a change in the last year or so online. Tell us about that.
So, yeah, I mean, online, the industry's changed a lot. And I can look back and think, okay, I was very reasonably priced and that was okay. And I settled into that. And I know now, that was fine because I didn't want to charge more. I wanted to work with people who needed somebody at the price range I was at. And to be fair, it was very successful. But the next kind of problem I'm seeing is the tech platforms and their costs are spiraling. And if their costs aren't spiraling, they're taking out the features that people really need. So I've seen this where people, platforms have taken out support features. They've taken out the ability to even pre-schedule emails. And I've been complaining about this for maybe 3 or 4 months. And instead of complaining, someone showed me that I could just white label a platform, deliver the features I wanted to deliver, and how easy it was to do. So I did
Surprises me that
it.
it was easy because, we're always told how complicated these things are, and people have so many, if we're honest about it, service issues. People complain
Yes.
about the customer service, like they have something go wrong. We've done that with Kartra. We've had things that have gone wrong multiple times, and we've got in touch, and there's no one to help us. Or like the customer service will get back to you in 7 to 10 days or something. It's like, well, I'm on a launch right now. And we've tried a few systems now where we do get those problems. Everyone's like, oh, well, they all have those kind of problems, so you may as well just go with any of them. But that shouldn't be the case for the amount you're paying. Like, we pay thousands for hours.
I mean, there's a big problem with it. And a platform, so we're white labeling high level, and it's a really good platform. But if you white label, you are responsible for your own support, really. But the problem a lot of them white labelers run into is they're not transparent about the fact they're white labeling. So they say, I've built this platform. They say, I'm developing new features. So people will associate any problems with the platform with them. But you have to really trust the platform if you're going to white label it, right? So for us, we're being very transparent about what we're doing. We're telling everybody, but we are supporters where we thrive. So we are putting in place such support that it's not just teaching people how to use a platform, it's teaching them how to do their own funnels, how to do it in order so they can build their digital empire, so to speak. They can build it. It's all there, how to actually build it. So that's what we're doing. It's, yeah, that kind of support.
It's a good way of doing things because people just need to know step by step what to do. A lot of the time, we see that in one to many. Obviously, in one to many, we offer a funnel and we do that because people don't understand how to do it, and people have made it so complicated, and it doesn't need to be complicated.
No. And in one to many, that's what you do. It's the step by step of your business and setting it all up, right? And it's exactly what people need. But when it comes to the tech, if you have a problem with tech, you tend to hide and you go into the cycle. Okay, I'll tell you about that. When someone buys into a platform, they invest. Okay, maybe they'll go into a platform, about $100 a month, then invest in that platform, then they'll go, oh, I'll build something on it next week. I'll build something on it next month. Then they pay another $100. And every month they get into an eternal promise to themselves that they're going to, use it next month. So I'll pay again because I'm going to do this. I'm going to build something on this. Then people are thousands of pounds down and they haven't even created anything.
Yeah, which is crazy.
So that's the problem. So I think programs like One to Many and doing something where people can actually build it and get it implemented, that's exactly what people need, I think.
So you've started this platform on Go High Level, and obviously you have to be able to make money in your business. And now I've seen how much you're charging. It's the lowest I've seen for someone that is doing a white label for Go High Level so that you can make their funnels. So Funnel Sketches is the cheapest out there that I've seen so far. How are you able to do that? Because don't Go High Level charge you an amount?
Yes, they do. They do. They charge me per month. And they also charge for some of the features used. But what they're charging me per month is less than what I spend on all my tech already. So I've already saved money by white on my own tech. So really all I'm needing to charge people is for the specific features they're using. So their email send outs and those kind of features. So we pay per email they send out. So somebody who's starting with us, we've got a scholarship. If they don't have a list and they're not sending emails, we've got a scholarship system because it's not going to cost us anything to have them on there. Yes, there'll be support, but the support is scalable for us. So this is really an accessibility project. where we want to take away that barrier of the spiraling tech costs, where people say you can get started online for free until you actually want to build something.
Yeah, do you want to do anything?
Yeah.
Can't. Yeah, that's so true. Amazing.
So.
And you're making it accessible for people, because actually that's what people who are just starting need. And we see that all the time. Like, they don't want to pay thousands and thousands of pounds out for something when they don't really even understand what they need to do with that tech yet. And
Yeah.
I think often what happens with a lot of these things is they have programs where they're like, oh, you need this feature, it has all these all singing, all dancing features. You don't need that at the beginning of your business. I didn't use any of that, like, for the first launch, and made 60,000.
Yeah, that's really, you don't need it all. That's one of the problems actually with High Level. They've got so many features, but what we're doing in our roadmap in sessions is we're taking out all the ones they don't need until they want it. So that then when they go into it, they've only got what they need in there. And then they can just click to ask us.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's overwhelming. It can be really overwhelming, all the all-in-ones.
Yeah, it can. So let's talk about funnels in general.
Okay.
How have you seen things change with, you know, people are doing a funnel, they're putting a freebie out there. That's how you get people onto your list. And we all do that. And we know the importance of it. How have you seen things change in the last couple of years with the industry changing? Is it still just as important to have a freebie? What kind of freebies are working that you're seeing now?
Oh, so funnels. Okay, so what I'm seeing at the moment, Lisa, is that everybody is coming into the online space. There's getting more and more and more of everything, right? So you've got more people who are hard selling, more people who are soft selling, more people who are maybe more woo, more people who are more straight down the line of strategy. There just seems to be so much more of every kind of thing.
Yeah. And
One
you can
thing
understand
that is,
why. You can understand why, because it's like a multi-billion-dollar industry and everyone wants a piece of it, right?
Yeah, and it's growing. It's only at the start. So it's kind of like the online space has only just started, I think.
I agree.
It's only going to expand and explode from my perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because there's more of everything, there's more opt-ins online. So there's more emphasis needed on the quality and the niche and the messaging being really clear on what you're doing. And once people have an opt-in, there's kind of this need I'm seeing that people to be able to bring people into their world a bit differently. So we have the standard, have a opt-in page, have a thank you page, and have a PDF gift. This is great. And if you've got that, guys, tick, because a lot of people don't. Then you
yeah,
have a welcome sequence.
You're already one step ahead, right? For a lot of people
yeah.
in the industry, just by having that.
Yeah, exactly. You're giving a free gift, giving value, exchanging that ready for people to come onto your world. And then you've got a sequence. You send them some emails to get to know them and for them to get to know you. And you kind of build that relationship. Now, it's all about relationships. And a lot of people stop there. And the problem with stopping there is people move on.
Yeah.
People forget that someone has come to find you. They've come to find you. They've come to download something. They've asked you for something because they've got a problem. And then you put them in a list and wait 6 months till you're ready to sell something. In that time, they've gone a Google, YouTube, whirlwind binge and found someone else who can offer them something straight away.
Yeah.
So
you need to be selling straight away. When someone is coming to you, because they're coming to you with a problem and you have the solution for it and you're not giving it to them.
Yeah. And a lot of people are like, oh no, I need to look after them for 6 months. But in that 6 months, they then send occasional emails. They're not even consistent. There's that, oh, maybe I'll send them a newsletter every week. That happens every month. Maybe every 2 months. So that relationship wanes. It doesn't build just like a relationship in real life. It just doesn't quite take off in a way where you get closer. It's just almost like acquaintances passing and anyone else will do. So there's a need now to immerse people more into your space, like that next level nurture, which is where you bring people in. Maybe if you bring them into community, if you've got a group of some kind, you segment them. And give them a personalized welcome based on the reason they might have joined your group. Everything's going to get more personalized now. It needs to become much more streamlined, and you need to have people going down different routes based on why they come to you.
Yeah.
And I know that might sound complex if you're thinking, hang on, I've just got my head around doing a freebie.
But you can automate a lot of this, can't you? Like, we're automating
our
implementation. Yeah.
Yeah. So some of the stuff we do is just all about putting your audience into at least two different buckets. So, or based on why they've come to you, so that you can then treat them in the way they're expecting to be treated rather than just one big group of people. Some people do this through different freebies. I know, Lisa, you've got loads of different ones, so people will come to you for the different ones. Yeah. But if you've just got one, you can do it after they come in and ask them the questions and start the conversation and get involved in their world a little bit more, especially if you're just starting out. Yeah. If you're just starting and you've got 25 people on your list, that's the perfect time to go and really connect with those people. Go back onto socials, go connect with them, go be friendly. They come to you, you're not stalking them.
Yeah, they want to be there, it's okay.
Yeah, and they'll tell you, if, you know, they just won't reply. If they don't reply, that's fine. But yeah, there's a lot more nurture that needs to be done if you're not ready to sell something straight away.
I feel like personalization has become massive. I have been talking about how in the next couple of years, personal brand is coming back. You know how personal brand was really big and then personal brand kind of disappeared because it was like, oh, it doesn't need, you can have a lot of automation, da, da, da. Personal brand, because of AI, I think is going to be what separates people in the next couple of years from people who disappear, because, you know, AI can do so much now that it's actually the connection with you and the personality that is going to make the money. And by segmenting your audience and doing that personal approach, that's one way of really showing you as a personal brand.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with a personal brand, especially with AI coming, oh my goodness, that's a whole other world right now. But it's coming crashing into ours, isn't it? You see it so much already that I think people are going to need more of the personal touch. And there's a fine line between automation and connection, and you can merge the two really well. But people don't want to talk to a robot as such.
No.
If you're building a business online, you kind of need to be known as real.
Yeah. So. And I think if you are going to use robots in any way, make sure it's obvious. Like, we call our bots Lisa Bot. So then, it's not me. I'm not, you know, I don't want something to be pretending to be me. I want them to know that we're using automation for some things to make things streamlined and easier, and so that they can get information they need. But actually, I am still sitting here at the heart of it, wanting to connect, because that's really important to me. I think you can really lose your way if you stop connecting with your audience.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, something we've been looking at the moment is WhatsApp and how you can use WhatsApp. Just like if you've ever used ManyChat, you can use ManyChat for this, guys.
We're
you can
using
create
WhatsApp.
Games. Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, we're using the WhatsApp bot at the moment, Wattie.io, and we're using that on everything.
Brilliant. Yeah, Wattie is what I'm looking at as well. And it's great, isn't it? You can make little journeys and games and videos and all sorts of things, but you're also there. So if someone messages, you can reply to it.
Yeah, it's still you. You're just,
it's still there.
You do the fun things. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can still automate everything and have quizzes, which are really quite a big area at the moment. Something that I'm seeing working really well is when people do straight to quiz. You know, people click on an ad and it goes to some sort of quiz and personalizes that journey for you straight away to what you want to buy from the ad.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the health apps kind of things that do that. But
we have
there's
a new
ways
one.
You can do
we have
that.
We have a new one that's doing that because of that Strategy Co. Obviously, we have a lot of new accreditation.
Ooh.
And so we have one which is what would be the best online career for you? And it takes you through the questions and is like, actually, because of what you said, you'd be great at being an AI implementer, or you would be great at being a, you know, a community manager because of the social aspects of it. And then it can sell you into doing the accreditation to become exactly that.
That's really cool. And I think, that's really good because accreditation now is another thing that people are going to need, because with AI, you
don't know who's teaching
what's
you.
Real and what's not.
It could be a robot teaching you.
Yeah, it could be. I think I'd find that quite fun. They'd know all the answers to my questions then.
Yeah, the AI thing blows my mind, and that's a topic for another day. But I watched this thing the other day where this woman, this influencer, had made like multi-seven figures, and she was quite vulnerable in some of it. Like, she was crying in one of them. On another one, she was showing this restaurant that she loves to go to, and people were like paying all this money, and it turned out she wasn't real. She's just AI.
Oh, wow. So like an AI influencer.
Yeah, which means that any of us could be like replaced unless we have a proper personal brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It was really interesting. I was like, oh my, like, she looked so like real. But they do now, like, it's moving at such a speed. And I think that anyone that's not getting on board with at least a bit of automation and funnel action right now is going to be a little bit left behind, because that's like the most basic of AI we should be using. So, yeah, really important to do that.
Yeah, where it can help life, definitely jump in and use it. There's a lot of confusion around it, so I just start small and block out the rest until you're ready.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it's there's a lot, isn't there? I think I saw one person say, "Oh, there's like 1,000 AI apps now," and I was like,
It
"I
is.
do not need all of those. I don't
No,
need any of those."
I'll have these three.
Yeah, I'll stick with a couple, thanks.
Okay, if somebody is like, I'm looking to get a system that I can use for my tech, I'm looking to get a funnel, I want something that's really easy to use, and I want the service to go with it. Where are they coming to find Funnel Sketchers?
So they're going to find us on funnelsketchers.com, and we have our platform live. We're taking in the founder groups this year. So what we're going to do is we are going to take people on in small groups of no more than 50 people, because we get to onboard everybody into their platform and we create roadmaps with them. And those roadmaps are becoming mini courses. So how to create a lead magnet, how to create this kind of thing, how to create that kind of thing, with all the videos in the right order. So that we have a library then of people who want to use it, really use it, and build something in the right way, as well as our support team, so that we can support people with the actual techie bits on that as well. So that's how we're approaching it. So it's really exciting. I'm really
It is
excited
exciting.
because we've had so many people come and say, "I wasn't able to get started, and I'm paying all this money and I don't know what to do, and do I need all of this tech?" And in some cases, yes. You do. I'm sorry, it's not for everybody. If you've got an e-commerce empire, don't come to us.
Yeah.
But if you're looking to do your funnels, your courses, social media scheduling, your calendars, your bookings, all of those kind of things with checkouts, it's a bit of a no-brainer, I think.
Yeah, no, it makes complete sense. Amazing. Thank you for coming on and talking about this today, making tech a little bit more easy to understand. And thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, I'll be back next week with another episode of Making Money Online. Thank you for listening to Making Money Online with Lisa Johnson. If you'd like to get hold of my guide to launching, go to lisajohnson.com/launch. And let's get you making money online.